The first question I'm going to ask you, is it R5 or is it WRC this weekend?
Yeah, there's a lot of people asking me that question. We have decided to take the R5 car. Championship is our priority. A lot of people have been asking me, oh, take the World car, bring the race to Donegal. And, you know, there's a massive race in the class that I'm in. I'm really looking forward to it. And yes, the opportunity's there to get a good race to try and win Donegal in the World car.
Was that a big temptation for you, was it?
Beforehand, it wasn't. Now that I'm here, I'm somewhat itching. But, you know, the competition in both classes is phenomenal. And, you know, we have a championship there. We're doing reasonably well in it. And we need to try and keep our focus on that.
Yeah, well, you are leading the championship, and as you say, there's a big race in there. How have you managed so far this campaign to try and do three championships? Because some guys struggle to do one, but somehow you boys are managing to put three in there, yourself and Kurt.
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of work and effort, and even behind the scenes, I'm project managing one of the largest manufacturing facilities in Ireland at the minute, so there's no time outside of rallying and work, to be honest. So yeah. I don't think anyone's seen me in a long time between rallying and work, and trying to get me has been pretty impossible. But, you know, there's a big team behind us. Mm. You know, Tom Gahan and the whole team gets the car ready. I can step in and drive it. Mum's there with the food at every rally, yeah. So I can keep concentrated, you know. And Carl and the notes and everything's faultless. So, like, you know, there's a massive team effort behind it. And without all them, I'm only the driver of the whole team, you know. There's many pieces to the puzzle. So, yeah, you know, the championships are going reasonably well, are quite well there, but there's a long way to go. We're only halfway through it.
What stages is this R5 car going to suit? Where can you get the benefit and the most out of the car in Donegal?
Yeah, some people are saying, will we race the R5 again in the World cars? You know, they are two very different cars, and, you know, I find the R5 cars a far more comfortable car to drive, and on a tight, twisty road, if someone asked me to pick a car, I'd definitely take the R5 over. So the likes of Glen, the start of Glen and R5, I would see being a quicker car down into the stages. Where else? Fannett, very tricky stage this year. I think the R5 could come up with quite good times there. And, you know, I don't think it'll be too far away. It'll just be hard to race these five or six guys at the top who's going to be on a real mission. We're really enjoying it at the minute, and we're having a good year, and, you know, the luck seems to be with us, and touch wood, it stays with us for this rally too.
What's it like then being the first car on the road in your class, because you've got Alistair Fisher. I see the barbell's coming in an i20 Hyundai as well. Joseph McGonigal, who'll be looking for a very, very good start, because he's from Muff, not too far down the road. So what's it like for you knowing that these guys are behind you and they're going to be chasing you down?
Yeah, it's fantastic to be seated in front of some very big names like Alistair Fisher and Robert Barbell, who've both been in world scenes. And not forgetting my younger brother, who's always a pain in my backside the whole time. So, there's three or four people there who's going to be pushing very hard here. I'm expecting, you know, every rally we've been and done this year, no one has won by more than 15 seconds. I'd say, you know, some of them have come down to a handful of seconds, and that's where I get the biggest thrill. It's not going and trying to win a rally by a minute or anything. It's the thrill of needing to go as hard as possible all the time. Mm. I don't think anyone gets a thrill in driving down a road because you have a minute gap and you're trying to look after it. It's going as hard as you can for as long as you can.
Yeah. You obviously hold the championship in very, very high regard, and you want to win this Tarmac Series and get your name among some of the big names that there has been down through the line in Irish rallying.
Yeah, like I know a lot of people here would say, you know, Donegal is probably bigger than the championship, and in some ways it is. I've been one of the very lucky people who have conquered Donegal in 2013. I'd like to get this ticket off my belt to say I've won the Tarmac Championship, but it's not going to be easy, and I know there's a few guys there going to really push it out to the very end.
You know what it takes to win Donegal. You were here in a Subaru, you won it in a WRC. It's not far from the realms of possibility here that you could do it in an R5 car, depending on what happens to those guys in the WRC machinery. That can happen after what is a marathon long event. It's the longest of the year. We've seen what happened last year with the big names falling on the Saturday. It's a case that you could still be the overall winner here in an R5 car, Sam.
Yeah, if you look what happened last year, you know, it was mind-boggling. Saturday night, we were leading the rally here. Couldn't believe it. Everyone had just, I suppose, if you call it falling by the wayside, cars give trouble, people had went off. It's definitely not an easy thing. People say, you mentioned the marathon. To me, it's a race to the end from Friday morning to Sunday evening. It's just non-stop. You have to make sure you eat right to keep your sugar levels and everything up. If you fall tired, you'll be going down the leaderboard very quick, and you just, it's 3 days of pure adrenaline and hard work.
Yeah. Well, listen, you enjoy your hard work over the weekend in Donegal. We appreciate you taking time to talk to us during your recce, and have a good one on the county, Sam.
Yeah, and I'd just like to wish everyone a safe event, and good luck to the motor club as well. So thanks to all the marshals who'll be out there, and without them it'd be wouldn't be much of a rally. So thank you to all, and hopefully it all goes well for everyone.